Track 1.39. Listen to James talking about poverty. Then complete the sentences as you listen.
Solving the problem of poverty. It is widely believed that providing financial support to third world countries will not help solve the issue of poverty. Therefore, developed nations should consider other means of addressing this problem. Although I agree that there should also be aid to the developing countries, short-term financial support is needed to address this issue. Experts claim that aid to developing countries is inefficient and ineffective. In addition, developed nations can help by sending teachers to assist in improving the education system in impoverished nations. Increasing the literacy rate can help decrease the number of unemployed people. Also, the healthcare system in developing countries needs improvement. This can be done through the establishment of more hospitals and sufficient medical staff. Many third world countries also have inadequate public transportation and infrastructure. By improving these facilities and building more roads, it is hoped that the people of these nations will be more productive. Although there are many long-term projects that can be done in developing countries, providing short-term financial support is needed to address the issue of poverty. Since the governments in third world countries are incapable of providing adequate education and health services, it is important that the funds are properly used. In conclusion, to a certain extent, I would agree that financial aids given by advanced countries to poor nations would not be the best solution in solving the poverty issue. However, since resolving poverty problem would be a long-term project, financial help should also be given for a short period of time, but it should be strictly controlled.